Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. Now, Mark Cox Soapbox.
What a great day in America, ladies and gentlemen. Well, actually, it's a great week now. I got to tell you, it's like having a weight lifted off the shoulders of freedom. I got to say, I had the best night's sleep of my life last night. I figure part of that was exhaustion. The other part was that I was just so happy. I had great dreams. It's like you have that really great dream, and sometimes you wake up and then you can't remember what it was. I remembered exactly what it was this morning. And I got to tell you, to be honest with you, the stress of the election, the voting, the local amendments and all of that kind of made you lose focus on the fact that this was a huge victory for America all in one fell swoop. The voters in America really have given us a gift. And here's the challenge. If Republicans and conservatives are smart, which they always haven't been, they're going to use the power they've been handed to enact permanent change, right? And I'm not talking about Barack Obama hope and change that he talked about. We're talking about returning this country to common sense. I was thinking about that this morning when I heard that Tesla shares soared 15% yesterday when the market went up 1,500 points, right? You know, Elon Musk is a reason, one of the big reasons, I think, Donald Trump won this election. And yet, when we shut down the Green New Deal and electric vehicle mandates, that might have a direct impact on Tesla. Think about that for a minute. But here's the difference. Elon Musk understands that most of us who support capitalism, people buy products because they want them, not because they've been forced to buy them. He gets that. Most people understand this. They're going to adjust accordingly. Elon Musk will adjust to that. The first person I can't wait to get fired is John F. Kerry. Can I just tell you that? That brainiac has been flying around the globe for years on a private jet, telling the rest of us we need to go back to pre-industrial revolution life. Maybe no cars or fewer cars, no fossil fuels, public transportation, hanging our clothes on the clothesline every day to dry. When do you think the last time was that guy did a load of laundry? Just out of interest. So for those reasons and many more, the relief here is palpable. Like it's just a load off of your shoulders. But how we handle this is going to decide if the White House stays with J.D. Vance in 4 years, or if the Democrats, through more lawfare and their friends in the fake news media, try to stop us. They're going to fight Trump at every turn. We know that. They've already started talking about what they'll try to do to block him. Now, the stock market being up 1,500 points yesterday, I mean, it's a good example of this new dawn in America. I've been around long enough to know that who's in the White House doesn't always have a direct impact on the market. If you'd invested $1,000 the day Barack Obama got elected, it would have been worth a lot more by the time he left 8 years later. This is true. Same will be true for Trump. But he's going to add rocket fuel to the economy with the tariff talk. Whether he enacts them or not, it's going to make a huge difference. He's going to dig, baby, dig. The most beautiful thing about what happened Tuesday is if we control the Senate and the House, because we can build walls. We can secure the southern border. We can deport people who kicked in our front door and decided to live in our family room without consequence. we can deal with the foreign leaders without the shadow of millions of dollars in illegal payments coming in to the president's family members like they did with Joe Biden. And for my Jewish friends out there, if I can just say it, mazel tov. If you think you're happy, imagine how happy Benjamin Netanyahu is this morning, knowing he now has a friend in the White House instead of somebody who's friends with his enemy. America was given a chance for a grand reset of our values and common sense Tuesday night. Let's now all say a prayer that we don't blow it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.